The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the host and the guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
AM 600 The Answer presents the Captain Vic Tyson Still Just Fishing Show, brought to you by Frontline Insurance. If you want to know where those fish are, what those fish are biting, and how to get them in the boat, then you've come to the right place. Captain Vic would love to hear from you, so give him a ring at 222-8255. That's 222-8255. And now, here's the host of the Still Just Fishing Show, Captain Vic Tyson.
Good morning. Thanks for tuning us in to the Still Just Fishing Show. We got Ted Hartman here.
Good morning.
And Captain Chris Nichols.
Good morning.
And looking at this wind forecast, we're hoping it's going to die down. Yeah, really. They got small craft advisory in effect through this evening. So they're talking about today. South southeast winds 15 to 20 knots. Seas 5 to 7 feet with occasional seas up to 9 feet. And then tonight, still 15 to 20 knots. But tomorrow, it's supposed to calm down. South winds around 10 knots. Of course, the seas are still going to be up quite a bit, 4 to 6 feet, with occasional seas up to 8 feet. But looks like tomorrow's going to be the better day to get out there. And I know there's a slight chance of showers. It must have rained overnight from what I saw on the road and and on my truck this morning.
Mm-hmm.
I tell you what, though, I didn't hear it last night. I slept. Usually I can hear it if it's you know, got any like hard strength to it or whatever, you know. But they're looking at Monday, south southwest winds 5 to 10. Tuesday, south winds around 5 knots. Wednesday, south winds 5 to 10. This actually looks like it's going to be a pretty nice week
and warm.
You know, chance of showers on Monday, and you know, of course, slight chance of showers on Tuesday. So it looks like it's going to be a pretty nice week here. So that's for a change of what we've been having.
Yeah, it's going to be a little bit of like Indian summer almost. It's going to be, they predict we'll be flirting with some records for high temperatures.
Especially the other thing. Yeah, that's the other thing. It's supposed to be, you know, warm. I don't know if we're going to have just a mild winter or all of a sudden February is going to freeze our butts off. One or the other, you know.
I like that sound.
I don't. I have to work in it all the time.
Yeah.
I don't mind some cool weather, but, you know, it's just, you know, having it real cold is kind of tough when you're out in it all day.
I think this warmer weather, as long as it's going to be sticking around, I think it's going to bring the water temperature up a little bit.
Yeah, 80 some degrees. It probably will.
Well, we're already talking about.
Which would probably be good for, like, you know, the redfish and stuff. Not going to really be good for sheep's head and drum, but, you know, but I don't know about the trout. I hadn't been fishing for the trout, so I don't know about them.
Well, the weather guessers said it would be a beach weekend because with the water temperature up at 62, that's highly unusual for this time of year to be that warm, so go for it.
Yeah, 62, I don't want to get in it.
Yeah. No, I might dabble my toes in it, but
Yeah, I don't care to get in it like that. We got a high tide this morning at Mayport, 8:28 a.m. It's a 5.6, and a low tide at 2:40 this afternoon, and it's a minus 0.7, and then tomorrow it's a minus 0.8 at 3:25 p.m. So, then it's going to start coming back up to get more closer to normal. But we had a full wolf moon last night, so you know, it was pretty. I don't know if any of y'all saw it. It was really pretty, though. The Indians called it a full wolf moon for some reason. I don't really know. But
I wonder why I woke up outside last night.
You woke up outside. I didn't say werewolf. Now just a just a wolf. But anyway, I understand the fish is doing good. I've you know, had a couple of things going on with the family this week again, so I hadn't fished till the end of this week. But you know, procedures they were going through kept me off the water. But anyway, you know, I understand the fish has still been doing good. Sheephead's still doing good. And, man, I just can't wait to get back out there and see if we can do it. So the sheephead has, of course, you know, been a little off and on from what they said, you know, a while back with all that wind and everything, but here lately they've been doing pretty good. Now, we did have a front last weekend, and they bet really good. Couldn't keep a fiddler on the hooks on Friday, and then Sunday couldn't even hardly, you know, get that many sheephead in the boat. So you know, and still you're still catching a couple of drum mixed in with them, so on the fiddlers, that's good. A couple of reds, things like that. Let's get John on this morning, though, before we go to break. Morning, John.
Hey, good morning, guys. How
morning.
Are you this morning?
How you doing?
Mr. Nooney, how are you, laddie? Yeah.
Oh, and a top of the morning to you, lads, as well. Gosh, Chris, like, you know, us and Ted, last time I was fishing was with you guys, and man, I hope you'll take me again. I hope I didn't burn you out.
Yeah, yeah, and I tell you what, it's 62 degree water. All the fish are happy.
And you haven't been since then, you said?
I on a boat, but I've been fishing, you know, just in Pottsburg. You know, heck, if I just catch a brim every day, I'm just as happy. I'm telling you, you know, it's just, you know, just to catch a fish, or even to put yourself in that position where you're even attempting to catch a fish, or just being in the outdoors, just being anywhere.
Yeah, just the act of fishing.
Next to nature. Yeah. You know, that's really where it's at. But
Being on the water and the act of fishing, you know, I mean, you know, a lot of times you have bad days, and, you know, but where you don't catch a lot, but you're still out there on the water. You know, man, we have to be thankful for that.
We really do. And but listen, I just really wanted to call. I was downtown yesterday, and this is more of a public service announcement for everyone that just sort of resides in Duval County. And, you know, real quick, you know, we're going through what's called our Charter Revision Commission. It meets every 10 years. And I'm telling you, there's nobody at these meetings. And yesterday they had just announced, I was at a subcommittee meeting, where they're looking at creating a new authority. It's the Urban Investment Authority. And the bottom line with that is they don't have any kind of an idea of a funding source, no idea of where the boundaries are going to be. But ever since day one, my big thing, and again, this is our charter. There's 67 counties in the state, in the state of Florida, and we are unbelievably unique. So this Charter Revision Commission has the power for 3 more months. And basically, and I'm really reaching out to all the fishermen and charter captains as well. And basically, I keep hammering, if a DIA, CRA, USD, Urban Services District, you know, any zone that has a waterways component, and you are giving out taxpayer money to that entity, that public access to that waterway will be guaranteed. And, you know, it's going, you know, anyone can respond. The email, guys, it's crc@coj.net. And if there's anyone that just wants access to the waterway, just submit an email, you know, and just state your concern. Because you're not going to look at this for another 10 years. And so anyway, I just wanted to get that out there. You know, I was downtown. The wind has been going. And I'm really looking forward to, you know, getting back out on the water. But I really wanted to get that out there. This is time sensitive.
Hey, John, do they have any plans for building any boat ramps? Or is this strictly going to be a kayak-friendly initiative going forward in this town?
It's everything. It's access to the waterway, the ocean, the intercoastal, zones. It's not just kayaks, man. It's everything.
Super. That's great.
That sounds good. I sure wish they'd have those meetings for more people to attend them, you know, but they just don't. So.
Well, anyway, thank you for putting me on and at least getting
sure.
that out there.
Oh, sure, John. And, I appreciate your call, man.
Okay.
And good job on
Good
job on getting that school board ramp done, man. That kayak.
Well, parking will be the next key, and let's. It's positive. That is positive.
Yep, we'll be right back.
Cross Creek Steakhouse and Ribs on Lane Avenue between I-10 and Normandy Boulevard on the west side. The home of great baby back ribs, steaks aged and cut by their in-house butcher, and the best shrimp in town. Come in and try one of their great combination platters. Make sure you try their southern side dishes. Are you having an event? Cross Creek Catering can make it special. They cater events from 5 to 5,000, every kind of food. Call 783-9579. That's 783-9579. Visit their website and look at their catering and takeout menus. Cross Creek, the taste of old Florida. If you go along Hexer Drive to fish, you'll find there's a great place for bait and tackle to stop at, and that's Browns Creek Fish Camp, located at 5212 Hexer Drive. They have everything you need for a complete day on the water. Browns Creek Fish Camp is one of the few locations where you can pull your boat in and restock your bait supply if you run out while you're fishing. A big supporter of the Recreational Fish Alliance, give them a call today at 904-757-1600. That's 904-757-1600.
Do you like offshore fishing? Team Buck Rogers Charters has been offering offshore charters in the Jacksonville-Mayport area since 2006. We offer any increment you like from 4 hours up to 12 hours, and we can carry up to 6 people per boat. Large groups, celebrations, corporate events. Does your Sunday school class want to spend a day on the water? No problem. We have 3 boats that can each carry up to 6 people, so groups of up to 18 are welcome. If you have more than 18 people, we can still accommodate you by reaching out to some other great captains who we consider very close friends. If you're thinking offshore, think Team Buck Rogers. Call me, Captain Chad, at 904-502-7408 or book online at teambuckrogers.com. Also, please follow us on Facebook and YouTube at /Team Buck Rogers.
Lil Hooker Clothing and Accessories, performance apparel for all ages, on and off the water. Lil Hookers offers quality and comfortable apparel for men, women, and children. Make the most of every cast. Don't wear clothing that's in the past. Get your gear today. Contact Brian Dutcher at 904-408-1526. Here's that number again right there. It's 904-408-1526. And remember this, y'all. Lil Hooker don't play. We stay catching fish all day.
Safe Harbor Seafood, Mayport shrimp, seared tuna, and spinach. Have your fresh filet, fresh fish, black and grilled or fried, or try their traditional seafood fry platters. Always remember Safe Harbor Seafood, located at 4378 Ocean Street in Mayport, Florida. Restaurant hours are Tuesday and Thursday, 10:30 a.m. to 6 p.m., Fridays and Saturdays, 10:30 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Sundays, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Safe Harbor is a proud sponsor of the Flounder Pounder.
You can always trust Captain Vic to put you right where the fish are biting. Just like you can always trust Frontline Insurance to insure your home with the best coverage possible. At Frontline, we'll help you create an action plan with our trusted vendors and contractors to make repairs to your home. The best part? We'll help pay the cost of those eligible home repairs. Now that's smarter insurance. Find your local Frontline agent at frontlineinsurance.com. Frontline Insurance, building home partnerships with coastal Floridians since 1998.
Let's get back to the Captain Vic Tyson's Still Just Fishing Show on AM 600 WBOB. Today's show is brought to you by Frontline Insurance. Visit frontlineinsurance.com and get a homeowner's quote today. The Still Just Fishing Show is a live call-in show, so give us a ring at 904-222-8255. That's 904-222-8255. And now, here's your host, the Wizard of the Waterways, Captain Vic Tyson.
And we're back this morning. I want to tell everybody that the Wahoo seminar that Captain Chad Starling was going to do on the 22nd has been changed to the 15th. Which is this coming Wednesday evening at 57 Heaven in Orange Park, right there on Wells Road. Come out, free food,
raffle,
and stuff like that.
So, good info.
Yes, and Captain Chad does a good job. Yeah, he does. He does a real good job at this.
Been a good group showing up too. I've been noticing a lot of the same people showing up every time.
Mm-hmm.
It's a really good group. Really good time. Anybody that hasn't been to one, you need to come check it out.
Yeah, you sure do. And Captain Chad will be doing it. Captain Chad Starling with Team Buck Rogers doing a Wahoo seminar January 15th. So that's this coming Wednesday night, 6 o'clock. Come out, you know, has some food. It's free food. Mm-hmm. And, you know, what they ask you to do is get on Mark Feagle's Facebook page. And that's F-E-A-G-L-E, Mark Feagle. And get on his Facebook page, and you'll see the notice about the link that goes to Eventbrite. Mm-hmm. And they'd like for you to sign up just so they can tell how much food to have.
Yeah.
You know? So
it's right off 295 and easy to get to from most anywhere.
Yes, it is, and it's, you know, it's free. You just they just would like for you to sign up so mm-hmm. they can tell. They don't want to have food for, you know, 45, 50 people if there's going to be 80 of them there, you know. So
I don't know. They always have something so good, I wouldn't mind having a go box next time. Yeah. Like Ted got. Yeah, so, throw down some good chow.
Hey, that was good leftovers.
Yeah, that was some, I think, some home-cooked Italian, man. It was.
Yeah, I tell you, he's not only is good real estate but he's also, you know, sounds like he's getting to be a good chef there.
Yeah. You know? As Mick Huber would say, oh my.
You know, he was telling me he smoked that first batch, you know, that we did, that first seminar we did.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
He actually cooked all that himself.
Yeah, that was neat,
that was,
man.
Pretty good.
Man, that was good.
Well, I thought the first one I recall was just like pizza. The most boxes of pizza I've ever seen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They were.
Up there all over
the. That might have been the first one.
Yeah, I was talking about the one that we had the barbecue for the first time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because they did have pizzas, and they were some of the biggest pizzas I ever saw.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. I don't know where they bought them.
Boatload of them.
Yeah, but they were huge. I mean, I've seen large pizzas before, of course, but these things were huge, you know.
Yeah, it would be good for people to go pizzas. On there and RSVP, because I think a lot of the if there's ever overkill on food, it's because the host doesn't want anybody to go without.
Yes, exactly. And Mark's reached out to me about doing a sheephead seminar. I need to get with him and see when we could do that and see what Wednesday I have open. They have started the West Bank Seminar Series again. It's what they call them, West Bank Seminar Series. So you can get on there and sign up, and you'll get notices also about when they're going to have them and things like that. So you can attend them. They're going to have them each month. And they just stopped for, November, December because of Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's. Now they've started back again. And this is going to be the first one this year, of course, and they're going to have them each month right on up till probably October again.
You know, we need somebody who's a freshwater speckled perch version of Captain Vic Tyson, the way Captain Vic is with sheep's head. We need a sweetwater guy that knows them speckled perch.
Yeah.
That's like the wizard of the canal or there the wizard go. Of the lake.
Yeah,
to come on in and do a speckled perch seminar.
Well, I tell you, the most we ever caught, my dad and I, when we used to go down to Dead Lake and Crescent Lake.
Is that before the limit?
And,
you could just fill the cooler up or the live well.
Yeah, didn't have no limits or nothing back then. And, my dad loved catching speckled perch. He loved that.
Oh,
he loved
so
that.
Good.
Croaker fishing.
You know who I bet could do that seminar?
Who's that?
Sue Ellen. She's hit them.
Oh, yeah.
She's had a lot of success.
Mm-hmm.
She's hit them hard.
What was that? That picture you sent me with the lure and a couple of speckled perch?
Yeah.
I wonder where that was. They were nice-sized perch.
I was trying to look at the background. That's why I was asking, I almost asked John, hey, man, you sure you never get any speckled perch incident catches way back up there in the black water of Pottsburg?
I don't think he fishes far enough up in there, Probably get some tilapia up in there, too.
Those pictures?
Now, that wild tilapia, there's tilapia in the St. John's.
Yeah.
I mean, I know we talk about do not buy tilapia and eat them, but, don't want to buy a farm-raised. Yeah, you don't want to buy a farm-raised tilapia.
I won't touch
and eat
one.
It, but, I mean, there is wild tilapia in the St. John's River, but they're generally, way south of downtown. Sometimes we get plenty of rain, they'll get around downtown and stuff like that, but... It's like the stripers, The stripers have, they're pretty much south of downtown also, which is amazing to me because, you go to Virginia, stripers are right there at the bay. Mm-hmm. mean, they're right there in pure salt water.
Yeah.
The only time I've ever heard of stripers being caught, you know, further out than south of downtown was those two that was caught off of Browns Creek Bridge years ago.
Yep. And like them guys up there from around Gloucester. Up there. Yeah. Yeah, they got the big sea run stripers up there.
Yeah, big ones too.
And they call them rock bass too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're supposed to be really good eating. And they throw big old honking menhaden or anchovies for those, I would or whatever imagine. Out there. They do a lot of live chumming for them.
Yeah, well, they've got the big ones up there. They're like our bull reds here.
They are. Yeah.
I mean, they're
nice fish.
You know, which. I don't know if you can keep them or not that big up there. I don't know what their limits are up there, but, you know, it's so strange that they're in salt water and then here they're like brackish. Way up in brackish water. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, you don't hear of them being caught like south of Palatka or anything, you know, or even around Palatka. They're just like in Mandarin, like, you know, mm-hmm. That's what's so weird to me.
I got a good video of Trevor Gowdy and Stu mm-hmm. App. Up there with a charter guide in a center console out there live baiting for those big stripers, and it's an awesome video. They run around quite a bit. Some of the spots they were fishing were pretty far apart, but yeah, they were doing not unlike what we've done, like when the big reds are schooled up under pogie pods mm-hmm. and you just throw a pogie down up underneath of them. That's basically very similar to what they were doing mm-hmm. for those stripers.
And that was up there.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, it was up there off of Massachusetts or New York somewhere, right along the New York coast.
Mm-hmm. I can help you find some of those specks now.
Yeah.
What they do is this time of year, they're out trying to fill their gut.
Mm-hmm.
So when the spawning season hits, they don't eat much. So they go in shore along the grass stems, the lily pads, and all, and they attach their eggs to those stems down mm-hmm. in the water.
Mm-hmm.
So this time of year right now, they're out in the deeper water looking for shad. So if you can find those little pods of shad, just kind of ride around a little bit
mm-hmm.
with your side views on and look for those little small pods of those little shads, you will find... You'll find them, but you won't find them near the bottom. They're going to be, because their eyes are more up on top of their head, so mm-hmm. they're going to be looking up. So you want to drift right through that pod.
Mm-hmm.
And not long ago, my son and I were out, and we were fishing and got an FWC stopped us. And he said, for stripers out there at the Shands Bridge and Buckman, he says, if you'll troll a dive bait behind you right about 10-12 feet away from the bridge pilings and just go right down the side of the pilings, he said you'll pick up some stripers.
Hmm.
That's what the FWC guy told me.
Huh.
Yeah, so I haven't tried that yet.
Yeah, I haven't fished down there in forever. I mean, long time.
They like cold water though.
Yeah. Yeah, I know Captain Chris Holloman can put people on them. I know that. Let's get Henry on and see if he's got some ideas. Good morning, Henry.
Morning.
Good morning. I just turned the radio on and was listening to the guy talking about speck fishing. And
oh, yeah.
I called in and was telling you, taking my wife speck fishing, and I don't do it no more because I can't fish.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah.
You know, when you find it, no, I'm sorry. I mean, I'm too busy taking the specs off or getting hit inside of the head with some speed. She won't put a minnow on. She won't put a minnow on her hook. So.
My wife won't do any live bait. She will not put a hook through live bait.
Henry, can you hold on?
Yeah, can I put you on hold? And because we're fixing to go on break, I'm going to put you on hold and get you back on as soon as we come back. How about that?
All right, no problem.
Okay.
Thank you.
If you'd like to call us, it's 222-8255, and we'll be back right after this.
Talk Radio, AM 600. 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Iran says its forces accidentally shot down that Ukrainian jetliner that crashed earlier this week, killing all 176 people on board. The government had repeatedly denied Western accusations and mounting evidence that it was responsible for the crash. The plane was hit hours after Iran launched a ballistic missile attack on two military bases housing U.S. troops in Iraq in retaliation for the killing of its top general. Apparently, they feared that that plane was a U.S. military response. After researchers reported the largest ever one-year decline in the U.S. cancer death rate among in 2017, President Trump did not miss a chance to say that the U.S. cancer death rate is the lowest in recorded history, passing the good news on to Americans via a tweet. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average yesterday down 133 points to end the week at 28,823. This is...
How would you describe your health care? If you're like most Americans these days, the word affordable isn't top of mind. Well, here's some good news. There's actually a trusted healthcare option that is affordable. It's called MediShare. Unlike insurance, MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. Hundreds of thousands of believers across America who share each other's medical bills. For over 25 years, they've trusted in the MediShare model because it works. You'll be amazed at what you'll save, up to $500 every month. And here's the best part. Because MediShare is based on biblical principles, you never pay for things that go against your beliefs. MediShare is affordable health care for Christians.
Call 877-64-BIBLE to find out how much you can save on your health care. MediShare. Call 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE.
Transmission problems? Call Action Transmission Specialists on Merrill Road, where you get the work done right the first time by the experts. I'm Robin Sidbury, the owner. Our techs can service all makes and models, and we provide a nationwide warranty, so you have the peace of mind knowing we solve your transmission troubles fairly and honestly and guaranteed nationwide. Call us at Action Transmission Specialists on Merrill Road, where quality counts. Get traction. Call Action at 744-0755.
Homeowners, in today's world, no neighborhood is immune from burglaries. Get a state-of-the-art monitored home security system for Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, and get peace of mind today. Call right now, 1-888-213-2244, 1-888-213-2244. Local permit fees may be required. License number CAACO6320, KY City of Louisville 483, and FLEC13003427. Call for additional numbers. Call now, 1-888-213-2244.
I'm Sebastian Gorka, and this is what you missed on America First.
Bloomberg is going to announce that he's running for president. That is an utter and complete indictment of the whole struggle bus. A man who really has the charisma of an old shoe that your dog has chewed over the years. He's getting into the race. What does that mean? It means that they're in trouble.
America First with Sebastian Gorka. Weekdays 3 till 5 on WBOB. How will the weather affect you? WBOB weather.
It'll be breezy with a 20% chance of showers and mostly cloudy skies all weekend long. Daytime highs near 80, overnight low is about 65. Showers continuing all Monday, partly sunny during the day, high near 80, partly cloudy at night, down to 63. And then mostly sunny skies Tuesday and the rest of the week, daytime highs about 80, nighttime lows around 60.
Let's get back to the Captain Vic Tyson's Still Just Fishing Show on AM 600 WBOB. Today's show is brought to you by Frontline Insurance. Visit frontlineinsurance.com and get a homeowner's quote today. The Still Just Fishing Show is a live call-in show, so give us a ring at 904-222-8255. That's 904-222-8255. And now, here's your host, the Wizard of the Waterways, Captain Vic Tyson.
And we're back. We got Henry on the line here.
Hey, Henry.
Thanks for holding on for us, Henry.
No problem. He was talking about how the specks, the crappie, attached their eggs to the stems of the, you know, lily pad and stuff like that.
Yeah, my dad.
Funny, but, yeah, it's kind of funny because I'd sit there in the boat and we'd wait till we see all the lily pads. When we start seeing them move,
yeah,
or just jiggle a little bit, and then you just ease over there and drop mm-hmm. a minute down there. And you know, some years it seems like it's every other year you'll catch, you know, all you need to catch in that one area, or you got they're spotty and you got to start moving around all over the lake trying to find where they're at.
Mm-hmm.
But and there's one guy that fishes. he claims he can smell them.
Yeah,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
I don't mm-hmm. believe in that, but
yeah, you can.
He catches a lot of them doing that. Though.
Yeah, yep.
I've heard.
I can tell you, my dad. Yeah, my dad. He could smell them.
Yep.
It's and you think that's in the water. You, there's no way you could do it, but it is. It's something. I think mm-hmm. it's something about the spawn.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. You know, that makes you that you know allows you to smell them.
I've smelled pogies when they're real thick.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah. You smell pogies. Yeah.
Yeah. That's Henry, that's a big, that's another name for a menhaden, and they get real thick out here off the beaches.
Right.
And when the schools are real thick, they're real oily fish, and they give off a lot of scales and oil and stuff, and you could smell them.
Wow. Well, there's a preacher that, I have a lake house out there, and we go to it when the crappie specks are biting this time of year. Well, no, it's another month before they go in bed out there. But he calls me his bird dog. He'll see me out there. As soon as he sees me out there in one place longer than 15 minutes, he's in his boat heading straight to me.
Yeah.
And he'll get right on top of me.
No, I wouldn't do that.
And I tell him, I said, man, that's not right. He goes, well, you're my bird dog. And he's a preacher. What are you going to say? You
know? Fishermen but never do that.
I can step out my boat into his boat. I can step out my boat into his boat. He gets right on top of me.
Well, let me tell you, my dad's favorite way of fishing for speckled perch was the cane pole and inside the lily beds. We'd get the boat, the momentum going. He'd just turn the boat off, and we'd just cruise up into the lily pads. And like you said, we would kind of sit outside and watch to see them kind of jiggle a little bit, move a little bit.
What, the pads?
Yeah.
Okay, so,
it's like the pads will actually move around.
Henry said that, too, seeing something jiggling. I was wondering about that.
Because those pads are, you know, the root of those pads is like 6 foot down or something, you know, so they'd be down there bumping on it. And in some, you know, of course, sometimes.
But the thing about it, there might be catfish thumping on, getting the eggs off it, too.
Yeah.
Little catfish.
So that's interesting.
Yeah, but
specks are not a bedding fish. They lay their eggs up there on the vegetation. Interesting.
Yeah.
And also, we used to find the lily pads with a hole in it and get the worms out of there. You know, the little hole right above the stem. I don't know how those worms get in there. They must, you know, it must be something with a bird setting them there. So I mean, how else would a worm get on the lily pad to bore a hole in there?
Free bait.
You know? Hmm. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Our son calls it sculling.
Sculling?
He takes a paddle, and he, with one hand, he's pushing the boat with one hand with a paddle, and then he's taking the other and just dropping it in those little holes in the lily pads and just pull them out.
Yeah.
It just seems like every other year you'll find them bunched up when you'll catch your limit in one spot. But then the next year you got to move around to find them. And now a lot of guys out there, they just troll for them. Like right now, they're out there, and they're just maybe 6 feet down, and they're just trolling the lake. And they do well when they find them, I guess.
That's what Ted was talking about here. He getting out there in the open water.
Trying to find them.
Yeah.
But that lake, it has a shad run about every 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
And you can actually be going across the lake, and the shad will be flopping out of the water into your boat about 3 inches long, 2 inches long.
Hmm.
On thousands of them. And, you know, and you'll see him. He'll be out there circling that school, just going around, trolling, picking up whatever he picks up, like, you know, the specks or bass.
Yeah.
So
that's what them specks like do. They'll go out there in those little pods, and they're trying to fill up, getting ready for that spawn.
Yeah, but I don't take my wife anymore because I'm just I got hit in the head too many times, and then she's lost so many big slabbers by trying to lift them out of the water.
You know,
and then they just tear off.
Yeah, with their mouth,
it's so tender.
Yeah, you can't hardly do that with the way their mouth is, especially if it's a good size one.
Like trout, flounder, better to lift them?
Yeah, you net them, yeah. I mean, their mouth, it's a small mouth, so to speak,
with the
size of the fish, but their mouth is weaker than a trout mouth, I mean, actually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you don't want a big old net like a redfish net. Or,
yeah.
It's a little small round one.
Yeah.
One other thing, too, is you're talking about those pogie, but I was out, it seems like when it turns real cold like this, I go out to the big jetties and get, park and walk out, throw my net one time and catch probably a mullet, just one throw, and I'll catch a mullet about 4 or 5 inches long.
Yeah.
And then throw them back out over the breakers, and it doesn't even, they don't even get down to the bottom until you get a tarpon on.
Oh, super.
The tarpon are rolling out there on that mullet out there right now.
Oh,
and
awesome.
It is a blast. You have maybe 6-7 hookups, and it's fun. But I go out there about this time of year every year.
Are you on the Huguenot side or the Mayport side?
I'm not on the Mayport side. I'm on the, I call them the, I don't even know what they're called, the big jetties, but over the Huguenot Park side.
Yeah, it's just Mayport jetties.
But I think I told you guys a story about my dad. He had old Buick. This is 20-30 years ago. And you didn't have that cut through to get to the jetties back then.
Right.
You try to go through it, waiting on there to tow you out.
That's
waiting
right.
up there to tow you out.
That.
So he would park on the other side of the sand dune. We'd have to walk over. And we were walking over one day, and there's three guys, and the car wouldn't start down there. And they're pushing a Volkswagen. So my dad went down there to help him try to push start it. It was hot as hell. And he's pushing. Finally, I was a young guy, but he stopped and he opened up the back of that where the engine's at. Wasn't no engine in it.
Oh my gosh.
They were from, they were from McClenny, a hospital out there. And they just found that old Volkswagen out there, man, and they were pushing it, having fun driving it.
Awesome.
I never let him live it down, you know. I said, hey, after about 10 minutes of pushing it, didn't you think, why wasn't it trying to crank or something? But
no motor.
And that same day, he got aggravated. He got aggravated that same day, and we got stuck. And he hate paying those guys money, but he had to pay $20 to get the guy to tow him out. So it was one of those days.
No, back
we
then.
We did catch some reds, though, off those rocks. And, we had a good time fishing, but it was just in between.
So, yeah, back then, that's how them guys in four-wheel drives made their money.
Yeah.
They just go out there for that,
That was back when those dunes, when you went through that flat there,
he's talking about,
mm-hmm. they were like two stories up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But I've seen some interesting stuff out there. On those rocks fishing, boats going to the rocks because they didn't anchor up. They couldn't get it started in time and crash into the rocks or a lady laying there sunbathing on the beach on the riverside, and a low tide, and a liner came in, a tanker come in, and pull that water out, and then release it back.
Now
you got a 7-foot water rushing. She's laying there listening to her music with her baby in her bassinet when it hit her. And that bassinet floated around, and the baby was fine. We had to get down to her, but she got into those rocks.
Yeah,
and,
man.
We had to call rescue and everything for her. But you just got to, no matter where you're fishing, out there, you just got to be careful.
Yeah, especially now.
Yeah, I don't think as old as I am now, I'd walk out there on those rocks. I used to jump them and just hop, no problem.
I did too, but I won't do it now.
Yeah, got scars to prove it.
Hey, man, we don't heal as good as we did back then.
One more story. My book. We were watching, it was high tide.
We got
out there. High tide, and the boy was carrying a cooler of beer, and he fell, but he got every beer back in that cooler.
Appreciate it, Henry.
Thanks for the call.
Right, man. Hey, buddy, bye. Thanks a lot. Appreciate the call. Bye.
That's right, Jacksonville. You can go to a lot of places in North Florida to buy a gun. But at Wild West Guns, you're guaranteed the best price every day of the year. How? Wild West Guns buys dealer direct and passes the savings on to you. There's no middleman. You get the factory direct price every time. Plus, at Wild West Guns, you can choose from the very best selection in all of Jacksonville. Whatever you need, Wild West Guns has it. From handguns to hunting rifles, from shotguns to AK-47s, from Glock to SIG, Remington to Vanelli, Bushmaster to Stag, Wild West Guns has got you covered big time. The right gun, the right ammo, the right price, guaranteed. Wild West Guns, Lane Avenue South, Northeast Florida's premier firearms dealer. You get the factory direct price every time. Wild West Guns, you're guaranteed the best price every day of the year.
Durance Tree Service, servicing Northeast Florida for over two decades. They do the whole nine yards, from light tree trimming to the largest tree removal. Homeowners beware, don't let uninsured contractors on your property. Durance Tree Service is family owned and operated, fully licensed and insured, with workman's comp on all their employees. For the absolute best tree service in Northeast Florida, call Durance Tree Service at 449-2848. That's 449-2848. Lil Hooker Clothing and Accessories, performance apparel for all ages, on and off the water. Lil Hooker's offers quality and comfortable apparel for men, women, and children. Make the most of every cast. Don't wear clothing that's in the past. Get your gear today. Contact Brian Dutcher at 904-408-1526. Here's that number again right there. It's 904-408-1526. And remember this, y'all. Lil Hooker don't play. We stay catching fish all day.
Trolling Motor Services Plus is now open for business. They're an authorized dealer and warranty service center for Minn Kota, Motor Guide, and Rodan Trolling Motors. They're also your home for power pole anchors and Cannon downrigger service and repair. Trolling Motor Services Plus sells, repairs, and installs pretty much anything electrical for your boat, including keep alive oxygen systems. Call Matt today at Trolling Motor Services, 573-0480. That's 573-0480. Check them out online at trollingmotorservicesplus.com.
Palm Valley Fish Camp, located at 299 Roscoe Boulevard North, or North Beach Fish Camp, located at 103rd Street in Neptune Beach, or Julington Beach Fish Camp, located in Mendrin, has you covered for your day of fishing. Owner Ben Groeschel has set the hook perfectly. Lunch opens Wednesday through Sunday with dinner 7 days a week. Try the main dishes, shrimp and grits and blackened mahi. Always check out the fresh fish at the fish camps. All fish camps are a proud sponsor of the Flounder Pounder.
When you have insurance needs, be sure to visit Angler and Dimitri Insurance Services agent Craig Van Brocklin for a personalized quote on auto, home, boat, life, and commercial insurance. Save time and money with protection you can count on. Give Craig a call at 904-899-1106. That's 904-899-1106 for Dimitri Insurance Services.
Let's get back to the Captain Vic Tyson's Still Just Fishing Show on AM 600 WBOB. Today's show is brought to you by Frontline Insurance. Visit frontlineinsurance.com and get a homeowner's quote today. The Still Just Fishing Show is a live call-in show, so give us a ring at 904-222-8255. That's 904-222-8255. And now, here's your host, the Wizard of the Waterways, Captain Vic Tyson.
And we're back this morning. And, a lot of people probably, like Henry was talking about, he didn't believe in the smelling of them, but you can smell them. And, after fishing with my dad so many years over those lakes, you know, he used to like Lake Lockloosa too. Mm-hmm. And I knew at one point we went fishing at Lake Lockloosa and, it was so full of hydrilla that, we couldn't even run the motor. The motor just did get all around the prop. Get all over, you know, sucking in the water pump and everything. We just had to put it back on the trailer and come back home. And, that was so bad. And, but anyway, some of those lakes like that, before they started spraying them, you know, would get overrun. The lily pads, though, was one of his favorite things with the cane pole. Mm-hmm. You know, I always liked the rod and reel, but, you know, fishing with the cane poles like that. But every once in a while, you know, you catch a big old bass in those lily pads, too, you know, on the minnows. Mm-hmm. We'd use those, what they call Missouri minnows. Mm-hmm. You know, you'd buy. And, but I tell you, it was some fun times.
Yeah, Gail loves the cane pole.
Really?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Her daddy taught her that way.
Yeah.
And when we start to catch fish, she don't want to leave. Never wants to leave.
Yeah, but who does? I mean, you know.
her dad taught her, though, don't holler when you catch a fish, because you'll have everybody over
here.
Oh,
yeah, yeah.
And then she's learned, keep quiet.
Yeah, I've got some people that, you know, they just love to holler and whoop and holler and stuff, you know, and it's like, you know, you might not want to do that. Especially when you're fishing, you know, like around the jetties, or you're fishing, you know, in the river somewhere, doing, you know, if you're up in the creeks, you know, it might not be too bad, but spec fishing like that, usually you got a lot of people out there when they're biting.
Yeah.
You know,
I used to see cane polers over there on County Dock. I think you probably saw the pictures of it since they rebuilt it. It's beautiful.
It
but
sure
back
is.
In the day, that used to have extensive grass beds out there, because I used to wade fish for bass along there, and there was like grass everywhere. But last few times, the water's so dirty, you can't even tell. You'd have to get down there and wade it. But it was good firm sand, so you didn't have to worry about getting stuck in any mud. But yeah, County Dock used to, a lot of people used to go out there and cane pole off County Dock.
Mm. That far up the river, as far as wading, you just have to kind of worry about alligators, you know.
Yeah.
But actually, you know, in looking at County Dock, how they've rebuilt it and all, I mean, it's just, and there again, the water, like you say, the water was dirty the last time you were there, but it may not be that way now.
Mm-hmm.
But usually in the colder waters, usually you got clearer water. You know, you got less, you know, stuff in the water that creates the, I guess, cloudiness or whatever you want to call it, you know. But, yeah, there's been several docks I noticed, you know, that Captain Jim Super posted some photos. And, boy, they are really nice looking, great access for fishermen on the water. And Captain Jim Super has been a real good advocate for us, you know, for the boating community. Mm-hmm. And now for just, you know, anglers, you know, not that don't have boats. I mean, here's one right here, you know, the new pier at Lions Club. I haven't been able to see it.
That's awesome.
But
that's better than it used to be.
It sure is. Yeah. So that's a nice pier there, you know, and
just
this,
around
this
the
is
bank.
Last month. So I don't know if you
was, I saw something in here earlier.
Or was it this month? I don't know. Nothing. Yeah, this is this month. This is the new
January?
One. Yeah, yep. This is the new one.
And then just around the point there toward Mill Cove is that really long dock that you and I walked out on.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's another park. So that's good that they're increasing the places for fishermen that don't have a boat can go out and get into some good fishing territory just by being on a pier.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I enjoy, you know, seeing that they're finally learning that. You know, I think the city of Jacksonville is learning that they have a few fishermen here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah,
you know, a few anglers, I should say, because it's not all fishermen; it's fishermen and women and kids. And but I think the city is finally learning that, and it's kind of weird to say that, but when you think about it. For so many years, you know, the only accesses you had was to fish off a bridge, or, you know, if you could get a place off the land, which is few and far between also, because, you know, because property owners own, you know, their parcels on the land. But, so it's good that they're finally getting some access to it.
Yeah.
Yeah. My dad, I used to love to go with my dad spec fishing, especially when we went to, Crescent Lake and Dead Lake, because those two lakes usually had some pretty nice lily pad places that we would get in, and then there's a right when those two lakes come together, you know, you turn from Dead Lake into Crescent Lake, there's a there's a creek that runs off to the left there too. Mm-hmm. And I had went way up in there one day. We did a Jim Hammond and I did a show down there when he had his TV show going, and I went down there with him and we did a show down. You know, we went up that creek because the wind was blowing so bad everywhere else. We really couldn't get out of the wind.
You feel it good out there. It's hard to get out of it.
Mm-hmm. So that's why we went up in that creek up in there. And we wound up going up in there and catching some specks, you know. And there were some around the lily pads and some out in the open. But we used minnows and beetle spins. You know, we actually used, believe it or not, some mud minnows. that Jim
I
want to
try that.
And we caught our biggest ones on mud minnows, you know.
How deep is it running?
Because mud minnows will stay alive in fresh water for a while. Mm-hmm. I don't really remember. I mean, that's been when Jim and I did those shows. It's been like 20 years ago now. So,
I mean, generally, lily pads, I mean, they probably have a maximum depth. After that, they probably can't.
Well, the root suspends in the water.
Really?
I mean, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, they will
in the bottom.
Well, there's like a big root, and then they will have little roots going down into the dirt.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But the big root kind of suspends, and then the lily pad could be like 6 foot long. Mm-hmm. But anyway, you can pull that. Now the ones that are closer to the edges and in the shallower water, you know, even out away from the edge. But in shallower water, the big root will be also in the mud. Mm-hmm. But you can actually take some of those lily pads like that, and if you was to pick them up, you know. Pull them up. I mean, we would get hung up sometimes on the root or whatever, and you know, instead of breaking your line off and leaving a hook and line laying in there, you know, we'd pull them up and then get the hook out and drop it back down there. Mm-hmm. And of course, that kind of disturbed your fishing for a little bit. But if you sit there long enough, then they'd come back.
Down where I grew up, the rock pits, they call them, were everywhere because they were using them to build highways and roads and stuff. And a lot of them were very deep. Mm-hmm. I mean, we'd snorkel in them. They were real clear. So you put a snorkel mask and fins on and go swimming along the edge, but it would just drop right off and get deep. Mm-hmm. I mean, deeper than you wanted to swim down to. So I didn't, the lakes up here, the natural lakes, they seem like they're more of a gradual tapering off. And, not quite that, you know, 25, 30 foot depth like you get in some of the rock pits down there because they use big drag line.
Those are real deep. But actually, some of the lakes, and I don't know, back when we fished them a lot, we didn't really have the sophisticated depth finders and stuff, you know. So, I mean, we didn't really. It's like one time we were camping at Camp Blandin. We used to camp down there at Camp Blandin a lot. And while we were camping down there, we had my cousin come down. He was a scuba diver. And he'd go down and find these big, deep holes. And there was a couple of springs that fed Camp Blandin. Because Camp Blandin was a man-made lake, even though it's like 3 miles across. But it was a man-made lake.
It looks like a moon crater.
And, when you see it, you know. But anyway, whenever they would see that, I mean, when he would go down and see it, he said there are some of the biggest catfish that he's ever seen in camp, you know, in Kingsley Lake there. So, having those deep holes like that, he said some of the holes, the springs are like 140 foot deep down, you know. We'll be back